News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Something that is going to start hitting all of us, I guess, this month deals with our inspection stickers.
Yes. There have been some major changes. The House Bill, I guess it's 2305, they have changed it to where effective March 1st, we will no longer be issuing inspection stickers. So whereas now we have two stickers on our car, hopefully by March of next year, we will only have one.
That does not mean, though, that you can't stop getting your vehicle inspected.
Right. You still have to get your vehicle inspected. But a lot of people have questions like, well, you know, what about when my inspection sticker expires this date and my registration expires this date? How does it work? Best as I can figure, and this is just from reading all the stuff that I have, if your inspection sticker and registration sticker expire on the same day, you've got it easy. You need to go and get your vehicle inspected 90 days before it's to expire. So now if it expires this month, you still have to do both. So you're not off the hook. If it expires in March, then you don't have to do it. So if it expires on the same day, you need to go to an inspection station 90 days, within 90 days from the date it expires, get it inspected, pay a smaller fee because they're not going to charge you the state fee. They're going to only charge you what their fee is. And you will get a certificate saying that your vehicle has been inspected and passed inspection. Then when you'll go to the registration office the month of your expiration and give them that as well as your insurance, and they will give you a new registration sticker. And that will be combined, so it will include both. Now, the people like me who have different dates, my registration expires in July, but my inspection sticker doesn't expire until October. Now, I get an extra year, I guess, in there. So and when I go in July to get my registration, they will make sure that I have a current valid inspection, and they will register my vehicle. Then when my inspection sticker expires, I don't have to get it reinspected until 90 days before my registration sticker is going to expire again, so in 2016. Then I will get that certificate and be able to have that done.
Well, I guess I'm one of the lucky ducks because my registration and my inspection both expire at the end of March.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier.
So for me, I need to go get the inspection done now.
You expire in March, right?
I expire in March.
So, yeah, sometime before. And see, and that's a tricky thing, too, because I'm assuming that the inspection stations will already be handing those certificates to people who expire in March. So that's kind of an assumption of mine. But you could also wait till March 1st, get that inspection done, and then go and get the registration at the end of March.
All right. At least for 1 year, it's going to be a bit of a adventure to get through this.
That's right.
All right. And even more of an adventure for law enforcement, as you all have to deal with
starting
the first
March
time.
Starting March 1st, we don't issue the citation for no inspection sticker. Now, you still want to keep that inspection sticker on your car until you get it registered in March of 2016, because if you pull it, let's say March 1st, you pull it off, then when you go to get your vehicle registered, if it was still valid, you're going to have to go through and get it reinspected. So don't pull it off just yet, but we won't be issuing citations for invalid or expired inspection stickers, only registrations.
All right, visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, you have another position opening.
Yes. Not only are we hiring for police officers, we are also hiring for crossing guards. We need a few good people who need just a little extra, you know, have a couple of hours in their day that they can dedicate to help kids get into and from school. It's 2 hours a day, so it's an hour in the morning from 7:15 to 8:15. It's an hour in the afternoon from 2:30 to 3:30. I think they pay about $10 an hour. And it's, you know, it's a good job for someone who's maybe retired. It's a good job for a student who maybe that may fit into their schedule. And then I know that Sergeant Thane, who is over the crossing guard, he'll be flexible with someone who has a student schedule as to, you know, because if we can't get it covered, then we have to pull someone off the street to cover it. And so it's just more beneficial for us to have someone who we can pay to be out there to help these kids get across the street. So if they're interested in that, they can go to our website, which is bryantx.gov, and in the top right corner, there's job opportunities, and search crossing guard. Or if they have any questions, they can feel free to call Sergeant Thane at 209-5360.
Then we have a retirement to talk about.
Yes. George Aguilar, he has been with us for 34 and a half years. He actually was the reason why I came to the police department. He was a school resource officer at the time. He was working at Bryan High. So a lot of kids know him through that. A lot of kids know him through Camp Powell. He's been with that for many years before it was disbanded in 2005. But I was actually a school teacher, and he was a school resource officer, and we were talking, and so he recruited me to come here to the police department. So I'm sad to see him go. He's a great guy, very well-loved, very well-liked in the community, and he is retiring with us, and we're going to have a reception for him this Friday at 3:30 at the police department.
Then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 2400 block of East State Highway 21, which is 45 miles per hour near Tabor Road, and the 3200 block of East 29th Street, which is 35 miles per hour near Briarcrest.
It's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.